This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, November 30th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in this show with many of the InfoWars reporters. Alex is going to have a report at the bottom of this hour looking at yet another CNN hit piece against Alex Jones and trying to attack Donald Trump. We're going to tell you why their news is fake news and our news is not fake news. We're going to analyze that. Alex Jones is going to do it at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about it in the next hour. And, of course, it all revolves around the charges of election fraud. So we're going to put some rubber underneath these accusations. This is something that really needs to be examined. And, of course, as we've got Jill Stein and her failed attempt to try to push back against Donald Trump for the person that she said was a criminal, Hillary Clinton, trying to get Hillary Clinton in, very selectively calling for recounts in certain areas. And as I pointed out last night on the Nightly News, this same lawyer who is working with the Hillary Clinton camp and Jill Stein had been hired by George Soros to shut down measures that would have stopped voter fraud in North Carolina. Voter ID. That is not racism. It is not racism to ask for photo ID. Everybody asks for it everywhere. And there's a lot of places where I don't think it should be asked for, but one place where I think it should be asked for is at the voting booth, and that is not intimidation. But, of course, Soros used the same lawyer to try to shut that down. And the same lawyer is now saying that in North Carolina, where there is, I believe, last time I looked, it was less than 5,000 vote difference between the Republican and Democrat for governor there. That is very close. That is something that does need to be looked at carefully, does need to have a recount, but he says don't do it there. But in the areas where there are tens of thousands of votes separating them, the kind of margins that we've never seen overturned by a recount, they want to push ahead for their own political reasons. And we've told you this before. What's behind this is to try to delegitimize the election for Donald Trump, because that's always been a strategy of Soros and his color revolutions throughout the former Soviet Union and other places where he's done that. They're going to use that to inspire the social justice warrior college students to get violent on the street. There's two parts. It's an illegitimate election, and this guy is an authoritarian. So as a result, we see the types of things that CNN is doing, trying to paint Donald Trump as a racist, trying to connect him with the Ku Klux Klan, and also doing the same thing to Alex Jones. Actually, put up a picture of Alex Jones with a banner underneath it saying former KKK leader. I mean, that's the kind of dirty, subliminal, I guess you couldn't even say that's subliminal. I mean, that's just overt there, but it's putting a message out there that is absolutely a lie. So Alex is going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But of course, we've got a lot of news today that we're going to be talking about. We've had a pick for Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, who has been the finance campaign manager for the Donald Trump campaign since May, I believe it was. Of course, he has connections to Goldman Sachs. That concerns a lot of people. But I'm going to play you some of the clips today as he announced that he's going to be Treasury Secretary. People talk to him what his priorities are going to be. It looks like he is going right down the economic list of Donald Trump, and that's a very good thing. We still don't have an answer on Mitt Romney. We're going to look at some of these conservative picks. We're going to look a little bit more detail about Tom Price. Politico says he's a radical conservative, and he has a radically conservative vision for American health care. Well, I think that's good. When Politico says that you're a radical conservative, that means you got principles. That means that you're going to try to establish a marketplace, which, again, is what Donald Trump ran on. And we're going to talk about that, some of the news that surfaced about him. Also, we've got OPEC cutting their output in a bid to try to get rid of the oversupply of oil. I don't think they really need to do that. I think what's going to happen is we're going to see a lot of economic growth if Donald Trump's economic policies go through, and we're going to tell you why that's going to happen. But I think they also kind of missed the idea that, you know, we had about a week or so ago, there was this massive discovery of oil in West Texas. They're not going to be able to control the market by trying to dry up the supply of oil. Ain't going to happen. And they're not going to be able to do it politically either, because Donald Trump is going to unleash our economic engine here in this country. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, November 30th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. Here we had an interesting day yesterday, and we're going to talk about some of the things that happened there. And, of course, we've had an interesting day already this morning. We've seen Donald Trump announce his pick for Treasury Secretary. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us in the third and fourth hour today. And, of course, he's going to be talking a lot about the Trump transition team and the picks that we've already seen. I'm sure that he's going to have a lot to say about that, what we can expect to see going forward. We're also going to have our reporters joining us in the second hour. And we're going to be talking, Alex has a report at the bottom of the hour. There's another hit piece on Alex Jones on CNN yesterday. We're going to show you that. We're going to talk about their tactics. And we're also going to talk about the reality that they don't want to face, and that is that there really is voter fraud. Yes, there's two levels of fraud. There's voter fraud, where you have people who can register to vote who are not technically qualified to vote because they're not citizens. They're citizens of another country, not a citizen of this country. They haven't gone through the legal process to do that. You can also have people who vote multiple times because they don't need to have a voter ID. And, of course, that happens. That happens in places like North Carolina. And, of course, in the run-up to the election in Virginia, there were a large number of people that were turned in one particular county. If you remember, we talked about this at the time. They turned in this list of people, and one of the people in the registrar's office recognized one of the names. She said, wait a minute, I know that guy. He just died. He was, I think, a judge in that county, and he just died. And so they turned his name in to be registered to vote. That's the type of thing we're going to be talking about in the second hour, the reality of voter fraud. But, of course, there's also the reality of the even larger scheme, and that is using electronic voting, removing the ability to audit the votes, which we saw the director of elections here in Texas do. And that's one of the things that they're trying, that they're discovering here with Jill Stein's quixotic quest to tie the system up. She's not really there to try to reform the system. She was completely silent about all of these different forms of fraud before the election. She's got her own agenda. We understand that. And, of course, she's already failed because she missed the deadline in Pennsylvania by a week, according to the election officials in Pennsylvania. She's clueless about how this entire system works. She can't even read the regulations for filing her objections. She certainly doesn't understand the Electoral College. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the Trump transition team. Before we get into that, before we talk about Mnuchin, who was picked today for Treasury Secretary, and I think it's a very positive choice so far, even though he's got connections to Goldman Sachs, and I understand people's concerns about that. I think it's a very positive choice. When he came out and talked about this today, you can see that he was exactly on the same page with Donald Trump. And I think Trump understands that the economic issue is number one, front and center, and that economic issue is jobs. And so yesterday we saw, although it began at the beginning of the day with an attack on constitutional freedoms, talking about burning flags, it ended at the end of the day with him talking about how he had saved jobs by doing a deal with Carrier. We're going to talk about that. What is that deal? We don't know the details of the deal yet. But I got to say that people looked at this and it got a lot of people upset about the flag burning thing. I don't like what he had to say about the flag burning thing, and we'll talk about that. But this is exactly what I thought we would see from Donald Trump. I thought he'd save jobs and he'd attack constitutional freedoms. Now, Hillary Clinton would have attacked constitutional freedoms and not saved jobs. She would have sent them abroad. So that's a positive thing. But I think it's also positive when we look at the way that he came out to attack us. Would you rather have somebody like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, who's all smiles and handshakes about the Constitution to your face, who tell you that they're all for mom apple pie and freedom of speech, and then behind the scenes, they work very diligently to shut down freedom of speech? And, of course, we have a news item today on InfoWars.com, how Apple is purging Breitbart News from its iTunes store. Again, this is the fake news narrative. We'll be talking about that more later in the show. But would you rather have somebody who uses the Federal Election Commission, as they've talked about, to try to shut down free speech or to do things with the Internet, accusing people of being terrorists or whatever, to try to shut down the Internet, all the different things that Hillary Clinton and Obama would do to shut down the Internet? Or would you have somebody who comes out in a very brute force insult to the First Amendment? He puts everybody on guard, and we get to talk about what the principles are that are involved in it. I think that's a more positive way to do this, and he has no way that he's going to get this enforced. So when he comes out and he talks about this, he does it in a very crude way, and again, it's a dog whistle to his base, and it's also a reflection of his past history. I think that what he was doing yesterday was he's showing his base, look, I'm going to be there for you, I'm going to get jobs, and for those of you who are with the military, who are the police that I support, I'm going to talk about the flag. It just kind of came out of nowhere. There weren't any riots going on yesterday to start this. But in both of these cases, he is talking to his base, saying, I'm going to stay with the things that you elected me to do. I want to look at the situation with the war on the flag first. Now, let's talk about the jobs first. Let's talk about the jobs. Yesterday evening, we had the deal with Carrier that they said was going to be announced, and the tweets that came out from Carrier. First, they said, we are pleased to reach a deal with President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence to keep close to 1,000 jobs in Indianapolis. More details soon. Then, President-elect Trump said, I will be going to Indiana on Thursday to make a major announcement concerning Carrier air conditioning staying in Indianapolis. Great deal for workers. Big day on Thursday for Indiana and the great workers of that wonderful state. We will keep our company and jobs in the U.S. Thanks, Carrier. So we're going to find out what the details of that deal are. But remember, on Thanksgiving Day, Donald Trump said, hey, I'm working even on Thanksgiving Day to get Carrier to keep their facility in the United States. And I think that's amazing. Everybody that knows Trump, and you can see this, look at how hard he worked during the campaign compared to Hillary Clinton, for example, who could barely stand up. He was flying, crisscrossing the country, holding multiple giant events, a lot of energy, and we have seen a couple of very positive signs. While he's not even elected president, he's hit the ground running already, doing things like this. As his Treasury pick, Mnuchin, said, I haven't seen a president do that for a very long time. I can't remember a president trying to keep jobs in America, not in my lifetime. I don't think Mnuchin's any older than I am, but I haven't ever seen a president try to do anything to keep jobs in this country. Since Richard Nixon, we have had presidents who have been campaigning to take jobs out of this country. I mean, that's been the reality of what's behind this opening to China with Kissinger, the NAFTA trade deals, the trade deals with China. They have been working very hard to get jobs out of this country, to get foreign workers into this country to take your jobs. That's been what we have seen before. So the fact that he hit the ground running with this, the fact that he has been successful, I think this is very important. What kind of a deal did he do? I hope it's not a situation where he is giving them financial incentives, crony capitalism, to stay here. We've seen this with Elon Musk getting billions of dollars, many cases. Typically, the way this works out on state levels, these guys get so much in terms of tax benefits and subsidies and other things that it works out costing the taxpayer hundreds of thousands of dollars for every job that is theoretically created. I hope that's not the situation here. I hope that he picked up the phone with them and said, look, we're going to set up a situation where we're going to not have favorable tariffs for people who manufacture outside of our country. And, oh, by the way, there's this other thing that's happening throughout the world. Back in the middle of September, if you remember, Obama and John Kerry went to Rwanda, and they signed an agreement with most of the other countries of the world saying they're going to get rid of air conditioning coolant. I told my sons at the time that happened, I said, hey, guys, be ready to live in a world without air conditioning. And my son's Lance said, from my cold, dead hands. Exactly. But that's what they want to do. They want to shut down all Freon forms, all coolants, and understand that what's really behind this is that there's a couple of people with connections to government here in America who and in China who have come up with a new replacement for the coolants that we're currently using. So they would like to have a monopoly on that. They would like everybody to be forced to buy that. That's usually what is behind all of this stuff, all of these unicorn fart regulations. And I call it unicorn farts. Today we see that in California they're seriously going to try to regulate cow farts. So it's not as strange as things look. Reality gets even stranger. But I hope he explained to them that it's going to be in their interest that they can manufacture air conditioning units that use real Freon in the United States for the United States market, because we're not going to go down that ridiculous road that the rest of the world is doing. So, hey, guys, if you put your factory in another country, maybe you're going to have some problems with that other country in terms of regulations. Maybe they could get around that by putting the Freon in when it gets in the United States, but he's also going to put some taxes on as it passes across the border. So hopefully it was done in that kind of vein. Hopefully it is not a crony capitalism thing. But let's talk about the flag issue, because Donald Trump has been in flag wars before. Remember the flag war that he had in Palm Beach County? And this was something I went back into the Wayback Machine flashback. This is a Politico article about it. They're talking about the regulatory environment there in Palm Beach. They said, first you need to know Palm Beach is a town where measurements matter. Leaf blowers require inspectors to verify that they emit no more than 65 decibels from 50 feet away. They regulate the amount of noise of leaf blowers. They hold people who are having garage sales are restricted to one sign that can be no more than 4 square feet in size. And residents who are flying flags on their property are restricted to flag poles no higher than 42 feet. Flags that are a maximum of 4 feet by 6 feet. I mean, that's the kind of regulations that they have. He was fined $5,000 because he replaced a section of dead hedges with new hedges that were alive, but they weren't quite tall enough. So the town of Palm Beach put that on him. I mean, why would you want to live in a place like that? But I'm sure that got under his skin. And that's a great thing when you got a president who has seen excessive regulation. I think it's one of the reasons why he tweeted out, hey, I'm going to get rid of about 70% of the regulations. I don't know. And, put a number on it like that, he doesn't have an exact number, but there is a lot to be cut there. So we're going to talk about his war in support of the flag. We're going to talk about the story that's on InfoWars.com. A Navy vet's home was vandalized and torched by anti-Trump extremists. And then we're going to talk about this burning of the American flag, where that fits in free speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free on the $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to get back to this issue of flag burning. As I said yesterday, we began. Yesterday, we saw exactly what I expected to see from Donald Trump. Jobs being saved here in America even before he becomes president. And again, another attack against some constitutional freedoms. And I want to tell you that this is part of a struggle that he's been working with a long time. I want to talk about his fight with Palm Beach on trying to fly the flag there. And, of course, that was a fight where he was definitely on the right side. They were trying to shut down his free expression in terms of flying that flag. We're also going to talk about a Navy vet whose home was vandalized and torched by anti-Trump extremists. So they didn't, you want to talk about people burning flags and then getting attacked? Well, he put up a sign and they burned his home. So let's put some things in perspective. We're going to talk about the principles involved here and how this is playing out. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know that we've got some extended sales that are going to be ending today. This is the last day of these sales that have been extended from Black Friday. We've extended the Black Friday sale 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. That is a huge savings. 30 to 40% off are already very competitive price on storable foods. These are going to last for 25 years, all made in the USA, all non-GMO, all packaged in a kind of packaging, as you can see at the website, very high-quality packaging, and even Ziploc seals, so that when you finally break that seal, you can reseal it for short-term preservation there as well. Also, when you go to InfoWarsLife.com, we also have a couple of supplements that have been put on a massive discount, 30% off Super Male Vitality and Silver Bullet, 50% off. Both of those are at InfoWarsLife.com. Both of those are going to end today. Today is the final sale for those three things, actually. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Silver Bullet, 50% off. And 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. Now, as I was pointing out before we went to the break, in Palm Beach, highly regulated industry. And that's a good thing for a president to be fighting back against that. And that's what he did. And he fought against them on the flag issue. He had been penalized by them $5,000, as I point out, for cutting down a dead hedge and then putting up one that was alive. And they said, well, it's not as high as it was before, so here's a $5,000 fine. Can you imagine living somewhere like that? And then they regulate everything from the amount of noise that your leaf blower has to the size that your garage sale sign can be. And, of course, the height and the size of your flag. Well, he completely ignored that. He put up an 80-foot flagpole on the front of lawn of Mar-a-Lago. They said he had a car dealership-sized American flag, 15 feet by 25 feet, flying from it. And he knew what he was doing, says Politico, and he did. It was a protest, okay? Trump had been fighting with the town poobahs from the very moment he got there, as they point out on Politico, and he was plainly inviting a lawsuit. And Trump said this. He went on Nancy Grace's show and said, the town council of Palm Beach should be ashamed of itself for putting regulations and fining me for putting up the American flag. This is probably a first in the U.S. history. They started fining him several hundred dollars a day. The fine grew to $120,000, and then he filed a lawsuit against Palm Beach asking for $25 million in damages. And let me say this. I've lived in some places where there were a lot of regulations on signs and other things in North Carolina, but they always made exceptions for flags, especially for the American flag. Some places would exempt all flags, but pretty much all of them in North Carolina would exempt the American flag. That's why you see it flying so much at car dealerships, because it gets attention and it gets around the regulations on their own signs. But, you know, flying a flag is political speech, and he exercised that, and he prevailed. They essentially did a deal, as Donald Trump does. They waived $120,000 worth of fines that they had done, and he agreed to give $100,000 to veterans charities, and it worked out, and he made his point. And that's the whole point that we're looking at here. You have to understand that when we talk about the flag, and if you say that it is a symbol of our Constitution, a symbol of the free speech that you fought for, I agree. But we have to not destroy the thing itself in order to protect the symbol of the thing. Do you understand? The real thing is free political speech. And burning a flag is political speech. Justice Scalia said that as well. And so we know that when you put that out there, we don't want somebody getting their home burned because of their political speech. We don't want somebody getting attacked because they're wearing a Donald Trump hat or getting their car destroyed at a rally. We don't want to see that happening. And we don't want to see threats from people like Joe Manchin saying, yeah, you can burn a flag, but then I'm going to punch you out, or Donald Trump saying, we're going to take your citizenship or put you in jail. That isn't going to happen. It's good that we can have that kind of discussion, though. And I'm glad that it is a frontal attack. I understand the other people would have done that as well. When we come back from the break, Alex Jones is going to talk about the latest attack from CNN trying to paint us as fake news. No, their news is fake about voter fraud. He'll be right back with us right at the bottom after we come back from break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have Alex pushing back against the CNN attack on him yesterday. But, of course, we have another article on InfoWars.com today showing how this is stacking up. Apple has purged Breitbart News' app from the iTunes store. See, everywhere we look, we're seeing this kind of censorship. This is the pushback. They're using the fake news, the hoax news, labeling Breitbart, labeling InfoWars. Is that because they've pushed out the conspiracy theory for so long, calling people that it hasn't worked, so they've got to come up with a new term? That was something, of course, that if you question the official story, going back to JFK, we had the FBI, CIA, the government coming out saying, oh, they're conspiracy theorists. I don't believe that one guy with a gun could get all those different angles on the president. But we have this magic bullet theory. And forget the witnesses that were there that heard shots from the front. Forget the Zapruder film. Forget all that stuff. If you do that, you're a conspiracy theorist. They have used that to gaslight people for 60 years, is it now? What's the, let's say it was 50 years, I think, in So it's about 53 years, I think. So they've used that. It's getting old. It really got old this last time. So now they're going to fake news. Now they are purging news. And, of course, Apple setting up their own news filters. Facebook setting up their own news filters. That is a very important but very subtle attack. But there's a more open attack on free speech and on the news outlets that really did carry the day, like InfoWars, like Breitbart. And that's what we're going to play for you coming up from Alex in just one moment. One of the things I think is important, okay, there's also some breaking news. I just asked the guys during the break if they'd had the vote for Pelosi. You know, it looked like they were going to have their own transition team with the Democrats as well, but it looks like she won that and is going to remain as a minority leader in the House. When we look at the pushback on Donald Trump in terms of trying to divest himself of business stuff, everybody forgets how Nancy Pelosi used all these different issues to ingratiate herself. But we're going to talk about that more. Let's go to Alex talking about the CNN report that aired last night.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot. But Donald Trump and Alex Jones, a conservative conspiracy theorist and operator of the website InfoWars, which seems to be a place where Trump gets a lot of his information. Jones can take credit for spearheading some of the most outrageous theories on the internet, from claims that 9/11 was a government conspiracy to the Sandy Hook shooting being faked. Jones' theories reach tens of millions each month and are now often echoed by the next president of the United States.
The controlled corporate fake press, after losing the election 3 weeks ago, has only massively intensified their deception campaign against the American people. They are now censoring InfoWars.com, GrudgeReport.com out of major libraries, out of Wi-Fi being provided across the country and the world. They're putting out fake news lists, and then those sites are being delisted. Breitbart had its app just deleted out of the iTunes store. We've had things like that done to us as well. This is unprecedented what's taking place. Now, I started getting calls yesterday afternoon when I was driving home at about 6 with people saying, yeah, they just flashed it up on TV, coming up, the man that Donald Trump gets his info from, and they said it said under it, KKK leader in the promos. But by the time the show actually came on, they weren't showing the KKK leader garbage. But here's why this is important. It's done not subliminally, but in plain view. So I call it kind of quasi-subliminal, which is total yellow journalism on multiple levels. It says former KKK leader endorses Stephen Bannon, and then it's under me, under Alex Jones, under my face from a video about a completely separate subject, and then they pop up the name Alex Jones under it. So if you're a TV viewer, we're showing you that right now. So this is how they deceive. This is how they manipulate. This is how stupid they think their readers, their viewers are. I mean, this is unprecedented. The one other time I saw them do something like this was Fox. And it was Bill O'Reilly talking about sexual predators online and then cut to a video of me yelling about corrupt government. Had nothing to do with it, with my face turning red.
You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers, and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day?
Hate speech. Now Facebook is apologizing for allowing it worldwide. But can anything be done to stop the hatred, which is directly linked into the IRS Tea Party scandal?
Facebook having a terrible problem with that, and recently hatred against women has caused a major controversy. Postings have encouraged violence, rape, other atrocities against women. Hate speech is not a difficult thing to identify. It's based on personal attacks designed to injure. That's hate speech, and Facebook knows it.
So it's just, say the word child molester and show somebody's face, or say the word KKK and show somebody's face. It is the lowest level of just baseless disinfo. And again, I say it's almost subliminal because you're just there watching the news, and you see Alex Jones' face, and then it says KKK leader, and then it says Alex Jones promoting something that's coming up. It's just all done to mix it together and to deceive people in a massive way. Now, I've got to be honest with the viewers and listeners. I've kind of gotten punched drunk to this. I am so accustomed to just mega-level deception by the fake news media, who dubs us fake media, total inversion of reality, that I've just gotten, I don't even pay attention to it very often. When I say hundreds of articles a day attacking me by name, it's hundreds. Now, 30 years ago, that would destroy somebody. But it only empowers us, and therein lies the delusion of these people. All the thinking people, every race, color, and creed, now understand this media is foreign-owned, globalist-run, out to get us. They see the Pope lecturing us and telling us what we should do, and the communist Chinese, and the Saudi Arabians, and everybody else, and they see through it. But truly, the reason they're trying to derail what Trump is doing and calling it racist and demonizing it is because it will end their global system. If America is allowed to operate outside of globalism and is prosperous, that American system will outcompete it. And if you go back to the robber barons 100 years ago, they all wrote news articles in Europe, in England, and in the U.S. admitting that they couldn't compete with the American system because it wasn't centralized, it wasn't all based on small combines, oligopolies, and monopolies. So Trump's fight is the old fight. It's the American fight. That's why it's so powerful. It's not just some ideology he went and made up somewhere. So when the media sits there at Reddit or the New York Times and says, what is globalism? Does it exist? No. It's like telling a child that A, B, C, D, E, F, G doesn't exist. It's like saying that George Washington didn't exist. But that's the level of deception and just waging war on reality that they're involved in, because they are at war with reality. Because what they're selling, authoritarianism, as some neoliberal, wonderful cosmology, is so ridiculous, no one wants to buy it. Freedom and free association is like the greatest gourmet, smorgasbord, cornucopia selection the world could ever imagine, compared to standing in line for 2 or 3 days to get a couple of sausages and potatoes. And again, it wasn't the communist systems couldn't produce. They didn't want to produce. They used the limited production and the artificial scarcity they create to control people, and they write textbooks on it. And that's why globalism is so evil. It is a worldwide system of austerity and being poor and the people being ignorant and people being played off against each other. So the fact that they are upping their game 24-7, attacking Stephen Bannon and yours truly, Alex Jones, tells you something. They know Stephen Bannon is a patriot and an anti-globalist and wants to launch a plan to make even the poorest people wealthy in comparison to other nations. He's openly said that. That is their plan. Carrier air conditioning's already coming back. Ford's already coming back. Apple says they may come back before he's even in office. And they're attacking yours truly because if they can get Trump to cut away from his base, it's not just crippling Trump. It will cut him off from Americana, which they're trying to dub as racist and evil, for us to have level playing fields and control borders and basic sovereignty. So Trump is purposely invoking nationalism and red meat stuff like don't burn the American flag to force the left to then begin defending free speech, something they've actually been attacking, something they're coming out and bulldozing. They want to yell about free speech, burning the flag all day, and I agree, you have a right to do it, even though I don't like it. But they're the ones banning stuff off Facebook, off Twitter, the Apple purges. Some people say, oh, that's Apple's company. They can't. No, they approve your app. It goes through the deal. Then they kick you off. 3 times we had Obama deception paid for by third-party companies, encoded and loaded and accepted. And then they would delete it one day after. And they go, oh, it's a mistake. Apple wants the $5,000 again. And we encoded again and put it through. I had Google refused to sell in Google Store, and they shut our store down. That was an article that happened a few years ago, I guess 7 years ago now, and it just banned us and said, this is a racist film. We are not allowing you to sell it or have an Apple or a Google Store. So this is what they're doing, folks. This is serious censorship, and they're throwing it in everybody's face while saying they're, quote, the liberals. They're doing this because they're desperate. They're doing this because the ideas that I promote and that Stephen Bannon and others promote is poison to these people and will bring their system down. So for the new viewers and new listeners, this is not my opinion. The things we're talking about here are admitted by the enemy by the globalists in their own publications and documents. And once we identify the globalists and their globalist system and get the public to actually go read and research what's really happening, it's game over for them. So some family and others say, how am I taking it with these new levels of deception? I'm taking it fine. It means I'm having an effect. It means the great crew at InfoWars is having an effect. It means the listeners of this radio show and TV show are spreading the word and taking action. But do not take any of this for granted. They are trying to shut us down. And they can shut down Breitbart or Drudge or InfoWars. If they can get any one of those, they set the precedent to take everything else out. And they were on the verge. They handed over the internet to the UN and a multinational consortium. They were about to get 5 Supreme Court justices, at least 4. They were imploding everything. The borders had already been completely lowered. The drones were turned off. They were already, you know, telling us that, you know, jihadis were going to be put in every town, every city. They're that close to finishing their operation. Let's just pray Trump's for real. Because in a modern sense, he is our best and only hope for rectifying this in a peaceful manner. Because let me tell you something, the globalists are not going to be peaceful next phase. They're not going to coexist with us. They cannot coexist with a free market, open, true liberal society.
Jones posted this video entitled An Emergency Message to Donald Trump During the Campaign.
I am going to ask you to seriously think about making the issue of Hillary's election fraud in the primaries one of the central issues to defeating her in November.
Trump had this to say a day later.
I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest. Because I think my side was rigged.
And in the wake of the election, Jones pushing a theory that despite the vote totals, Trump actually won the popular vote.
Millions of illegals voting. At least 5 states being stolen for Hillary. We're talking 5, 6, 7, 8 million people more voting for Trump, if you look at the evidence, in the popular vote than did.
And Trump, tweeting just 4 days later, quote, in addition to winning the Electoral College in a landslide, I won the popular vote if you deduct the millions of people who voted illegally.
I'll tell you, it is surreal to talk about issues here on air and then word for word hear Trump say it 2 days later.
And I'm not just calling ourselves liberal because that takes it away from them. Liberalism, if you studied it 200 years ago, is antithetical to modern liberalism. It is the complete 180 opposite. Liberalism means do what you want as long as you hurt somebody else, but I can live the way I want. Don't come force me to live the way you say I should. Look at political correctness. Look at all this garbage. Liberalism means lower taxes, private property rights, religious freedoms, or freedom to not have religion. See, it's the opposite. Everything they're pushing is Hajibs on TV with the news anchors, but you can't wear a cross. It's all about henpecking and getting us in line to just accept incredible outrages. And that's why the Republican and Democratic establishments are panicking and freaking out. But I've got to say, CNN discredits itself with crap like this, and it really, really shows how their entire system is based around race baiting, and it really is a despicable, despicable news organization. And quite frankly, I don't even give them interviews when they ask for interview requests, because they always just talk to me for like 5 minutes and use a short clip to act like they were journalists and act like they got my response. But they don't even call now to try to get a response whenever they take what we say out of context or twist things, because these are not journalists, folks. They know they're paid mercenaries. They know they're paid hacks. And they know good and damn well they're trying to basically undermine this country. They've conquered us. That's why they're so arrogant. And people have to understand that if you're under their mind control, under their spell, come out of it, folks. They are predators. They are bad news. They did back the Arab Spring. They did back starting wars with Russia. These are very bad people. And we've got to bring nationalism back in a big way, folks. It's how we can organize against globalism, because at least a nation has a chance for the people to run it and to fix it. Under globalism, it's a worldwide system. You can't get out of it unless nations begin to pull out of it, and that's happening. So a modern war is taking place right now of the nation state and individuals and self-determination against the modern royalty. The true definition of globalism is third wave corporate colonialism, establishing a planetary above the law corporate dictatorship. I mean, that's what it is. And so no one should want to live under that, and there's no arguments that you can push for that. But now their new argument is, we're going to, quote, be liberal world government. They actually say that, The Economist. And we're going to enforce racial equity worldwide that is playing people off against each other and using third world populations against the West. I mean, this is dastardly. This is dirty. And this is how the corporations play, who are exploiting everybody. We've got to be smart enough to come together, turn on the real renaissance, basically terraform the planet for clean, renewable technocracy for the people to actually decentralize power. Instead of a technocracy that's based on total surveillance and dehumanization, we've got to have a purpose-based economy, purpose-based world. We've got to launch space colonies, undersea colonies. We've got to trailblaze and make our heroes again, people on the very cutting edge, and celebrate our humanity and not give it up like the eugenicist-based technocrats are now pushing. I'm Alex Jones, signing off for InfoWars.com, and then go ahead and hand the baton back to David Knight in the full broadcast he's got lined up today, and I'll be back later with a special report. Turkey has declared war on Syria. Does this mean that World War III is about to erupt? That's InfoWars.com, and even the London Telegraph says that most experts agree this could trigger the next Third World War, because when Turkey declares war against Syria, Syria is allied with Russia. That means a NATO nation has now declared war on Russia. That's what this really means. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Your host. I want to give you a feel for Donald Trump's Treasury Secretary pick. Mnuchin. He had some comments today. I want to play a couple of those in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you that we have extended for a final day some of our Black Friday specials, our Cyber Monday specials. We have 30% off Survival Shield X2. That's our nascent iodine. And also 30% off Super Male Vitality. Both of those are at InfoWarsLife.com. 50% off Silver Bullet, also at InfoWarsLife.com. And 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. So check out these massive discounts. We're only going to have these for one more day. 30% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and Super Male Vitality. 50% off Silver Bullet. And 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. This is a great time to stock up. We really appreciate your support. That is why it has helped us have such a big impact that they are doing regular hit pieces on CNN just as they're trying to ban us and shut us down, trying to shut us down through the news aggregators that they're creating with Apple's operating system, as well as taking Breitbart out of the App Store. So this is the kind of pushback that they're doing. As Alex pointed out in that last piece, it's absolutely amazing to see the dishonest fake news of CNN putting his picture up there, then putting a lower thirds underneath it, former Ku Klux Klan leader, and not saying coming up or anything, just former Ku Klux Klan leader, and then underneath that, Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. I mean, how incredibly dishonest that is. But that's the kind of below-the-belt attacks that they do. We're going to talk about the real voter fraud coming up in the next hour. We're going to have Owen Schroyer and Darren McBreen joining me, and we've got another report from Alex Jones coming up. But let's take a look at what Mnuchin, who has been the campaign finance manager for Donald Trump since May, and he was announced as Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary. Let's take a look at what he said in terms of his vision for the economy.
How much money is sitting overseas right now? We're talking, what, $2 trillion or something? Or
It's a staggering number.
I mean,
first of all, the reason why American companies don't bring the cash back is because the differential in tax rates. So the combination of lowering the corporate tax and a one-time 10% repatriation tax, absolutely going to get cash back here. I mean, if you look at Apple, Apple's kind of the classic company. They're sitting on hundreds of billions of dollars of cash, and they go out and borrow money against their overseas bank accounts. This makes no sense. And they've said the reason why they're doing that is because of like high corporate tax rates. So we think there's going to be hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, that's going to come back, and that's going to create infrastructure and create jobs.
Well, it makes no sense on one level, but it makes a lot of sense on another level because you've got 0% interest rates.
Right, but you already have Apple talking about now bringing factories back.
I love
it. Did you hear that last year or the year before? No.
Exactly.
Okay, and that was also the other person you heard talking there was Ross, who is a pick for Commerce Secretary. Yeah, we want to get companies to base themselves back in the United States again. Is that a bad idea? How about stopping them from moving to another country in the first place? And, of course, that's something that Donald Trump has been working on very hard. He was working on it on Thanksgiving. They announced a carrier deal, as I pointed out before. We don't know what it is, but it is an effort by someone who's not even become president yet, and already he's keeping jobs in the United States. Mnuchin said the carrier deal, I think, is terrific. He said the president-elect and the vice president picked up the phone, called the CEO of United Technologies, told them that we want to keep jobs here, and this is it. He said, I can't remember the last time a president did that. This is going to be a terrific opportunity. That's why we're so hopeful. Donald Trump is working very hard, and we're going to talk in the next hour as well about the announcements that he is going to diverge himself from these business issues. Why? Because his first priority is being president. We've already seen that with the settlement that he made on that lawsuit. We'll talk more about that in the next hour with Owen Schroyer and Darren McBreen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize